B-Pod Studios.
One.
Can I have a dollar?
Mm-hmm. It's an interesting way to start the podcast. What are you going to get for the? You going to get something from the vending machine?
Yeah.
What are you going to get?
I don't know yet.
You're now publicly talking about your vending machine choices.
What if we have to pick for you?
Ooh.
No,
okay. I want to tell you to get B0.
B4.
No.
B4 is funny.
Come on, this is a fun game.
Yeah, let us pick your vending machine choice. I have a debit card if you want to take my debit card.
But if I don't like it, I'm not eating it. And then you wasted your money.
No, you have to eat it.
You have to eat it. There's kids elsewhere who are starving.
I don't want a dollar anymore.
Okay.
What were you going to get?
I don't know. Maybe a sour cream and cheddar.
Okay. Take the dollar. Welcome to the Rap Party Podcast with the Meanie Ryan Lauren Show. Completely loose and unscripted.
Yeah, no, we don't do it. It's not polished like our radio show, which that's halfway polished.
Right. Roy, take us back to the beginning of the show.
I don't know what happened. That was so long ago.
You told us you were walking your dog.
Oh, the police interaction.
And you got questioned by the cops.
Yes. So there I was, prowling through the night with my dog Callie as she needed a shit. And we were going down an alleyway, and it's kind of this dark area behind a building, but it's right near my where I enter and exit my apartment. And so I just like to let her go over there and do her business. And so the cop had been driving through this alleyway with his lights off because I didn't even see the lights coming behind me. All of a sudden, boom, headlights, the light bar lights.
Yeah, he lit you up.
Yeah, and they have like a little spotlight on the window. And I hear him just scream out of his window, "What are you doing?" And he's really Southern. And I'm like, and I kind of jingle my dog leash. I'm like, "Walking my dog." He goes, "All right, people back here are either poking or they're smoking." And he just leaves. And that was like such an awesome interaction because I've never heard someone say poking or smoking before in my life.
Yeah, that's funny.
I thought it was funny.
Are you going to use it?
I don't know how I can use it in a sentence, but if I find an opportunity, maybe when we sit in our boss's office, be like, "Listen, there's one thing I know, that's poking and smoking." And I don't know.
They're either poking or smoking.
Yeah.
The other thing that we talked about briefly today, and it really hasn't even been on the air that much because it's so crazy, the whole thing, is the situation in Loren's life is a wreck right now, y'all.
Oh, it's a
I feel like it's been a wreck
disaster.
All year.
It really has, like for 2 years. Well, no, I went through like a good 6 months where it was like really great.
When?
When we got Elena, our au pair.
Okay.
And then like recently, like it's just hit a friggin' brick wall.
Yeah. I mean, you need to have your roots done. are we not pointing things out? I'm sorry.
He's kidding.
He's like, lose 10 pounds, get your roots done, maybe grab some Botox.
No, have you done have you stopped doing Invisalign? I'm just wondering.
Asking for a friend.
We're joking. We love your hair, we love your teeth. But it's been you've
had a rough patch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the real estate issues.
I wonder if there's something that we can do. Maybe tomorrow on the show we'll talk about this. Maybe tomorrow on the show at 7 a.m. we'll talk about if there's something that you can do to change the energy in your life, like feng shui although you just feng shui'd a new house.
I know.
You know.
In the middle of it.
Because it is a lot of things, including your home that you are selling. That's hit a snag. Ugh. In the craziest way, too.
I know. Everything is shitty. Like, everything is shitty right now. So I just have to put my head down and my shoulder down and push through and... Whatever, I'll get through it.
How do you do it? How do you get through?
I literally take it like moment by moment.
Where do you find joy? Like, where will you find joy today?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This is so sad, but I don't know. Like, I don't know that I'll find joy today.
Maybe I can help you. Maybe when you go home to this beautiful house that you own.
The chateau.
With all these wonderful things that you have. And you fix yourself a nice glass of wine. and you realize that you're lucky to have the wine in this beautiful home. And then you look out on your back door, back porch to your scenic wooded backyard.
Mosquito-infested backyard.
You know, it's scenic wooded.
Lorraine, listen to him.
Okay.
Backyard. You're going to reflect how beautiful life is.
Now, you want to know what the best part of my day is, honestly, and I'm not blowing smoke up your ass, but it's being in here with you guys. Like, it's 4 hours where I can just get away from all the bullshit. I'm serious.
Shut up, Nicole. Yeah. And then meanwhile, you have Nicole over here who like has no concerns. She got a new place. Life is good. She's got the dog. What concert am I going to next is her biggest concern.
Well, she did have a client potentially pass away. So there is some.
What?
Remember Rover? The client went MIA?
Oh, but that's not her issue, though.
I guess you got a point.
I mean, I was stressed, but that's not really.
You live a pretty stress-free life.
And that's a huge thing to jump to, by the way, that somebody passed away. I don't think anyone passed away.
Well, that's what Nicole was.
Yeah, I made the assumption.
Yeah.
That's really going 0 to 100.
Mm-hmm. but when it...
Not that, like, their plans changed, like...
I know, but when...
just didn't go out of town.
When plans change, like, I've had people's plans change, and they either cancel and get their money back.
I know, but maybe she's a flake. You've never worked with her before.
Let's get back on track.
I still have the $120.
There you go. Let's get back on track.
Nobody even knows what we're talking about.
So Nicole's life is stress-free. My life used to be stress-free. It's no longer stress-free.
It's really funny that you assume that.
What do you mean? I mean, I would say out of the three of us, you probably have the least amount of stress.
Everyone's dealing with something, by all means.
I mean, but we're talking about Lorraine is at the top of the chain right now. And then probably...
Like, if she got into her car and it didn't start, I'd be like, well, that's about right.
Yeah. That's true.
I can't have that with you, though. I need you happy and excited.
I need me happy and excited. Like, you have no idea. I can't, like, continue to go through feeling the way that I feel. Okay, next. I don't want to cry.
Oh.
We are going to do things to make you think happy thoughts. Guess what? Guess what you're doing this weekend?
What?
Where are you going?
I'm going to Florida to see J-Lo.
And what are you going to do when you see J-Lo?
Drink a lot.
Scream.
Yeah.
Who are you going with?
My mom.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's going to be a fun time.
Yeah.
Kid free?
Yep.
Oh, you're going to have a blast.
Oh, this is much needed.
Good.
Yeah.
This is perfect. This is what you need in your life. And by the way, Lorraine, at the end of the day, I know that's the worst thing ever at the end of the day, but it's true. At the end of the day, it all just doesn't matter. Like, your happiness has got to be the number one thing. And I tell myself that a lot because I have ridiculous stress. Mm-hmm. Just ridiculous things. Like
throwing meat on the ground stress.
Well, yeah, I did do that. But no, like feeding like Ruby. Like Ruby right now is in my one-year-old, soon to be one. She's at the point in her life where she's crawling, ready to walk, wants to be held. The minute you hold her, she wants to be put down. Then the minute she's hungry, you feed her, and she starts throwing the food everywhere. So, like, you know, and then Dean needs – then I feel like I'm ignoring Dean.
Yeah.
You know, and then meanwhile, my wife and I are trying to have a marriage where there's intimacy and feelings and stuff. But we're just making it through, and it's hard. It really is hard.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do for you next week is we're going to get a door, and we're going to have you kick the crap out of the door to get your...
I already did that once, and it cost me literally an arm and a leg.
Well, this time it won't cost you an arm and a leg. We're going to pick up the cost.
Yes. And if you listen to this podcast and you have some advice for Lorraine on ways to relieve some much-needed stress, just drop into her DMs, Lorraine Marola, on Instagram.
Well, that's probably changing soon because we're getting called into a... effing meeting next.
Yeah, we found out the radio station really wants to own our names.
Yes, I'm no longer Steven Maney. I'm now 11. You will refer to me as 11.
I am now Beasley Media's Kiss 95.1 Roy Brown, owned by Beasley. That's my name. If you want to, it's on my driver's license.
We just laugh.
It's so ridiculous.
It's laughable. Yeah. All right. Listen, you never know what you're going to get on the Rap Party podcast, but that was one of the ways that we started today was that Lorraine was kind of hitting a rough patch. So anyway, you guys, thanks for listening to the Rap Party podcast, and you can listen daily. We will have another Rap Party podcast tomorrow along with the War of the Roses on Thursday, the 25th of July. There'll be a War of the Roses at 7:50 that you have to hear. A cheater gets busted, and she's going to get revenge on him in the craziest way. We'll see you guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.